就是
Hello
Yes, what's your name, sir?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what is your name, sir?
Eric Rittenhouse.
Okay, who's gonna... Okay, Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Reed. Mr. Koverman, could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Yes, ma'am. Eric Patrick Koverman, number 318080.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation that's on your warrant of arrest. You were notified about this hearing on June 1st. You signed a notification form that day. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one right is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'll be representing myself.
Okay, that's fine. The attorney's optional, but it's your right. The members of the board conducting the hearing today are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White. My name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead on your hearing today. Also with us in the room, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent both the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. So, Mr. Koverman and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Koverman?
Yes, I do.
All right, Mr. Turner. Thank you. Mr. Koverman, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false, sir.
Okay.
So here's the allegation. That you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about November 8th, 2017, as directed on November 3rd, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Koverman, is this true or false?
No, ma'am, it's true.
Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Koverman's admission, then I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal, was it?
Yes.
Okay, and then agreed by Dr. Ray and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Koverman, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information about you, sir. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back in just a minute. We'll talk with you further. Okay, sir. Thank you. Mr. Turner?
Mr. Koverman was released from ADC custody on 9/5/2017. And arrested on 5/18/2018 by Tucson PD. No new charges noted. He was returned back to ADC on 5/18/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 7/14/2018 with 191 abscondes. Current conviction, aggravated harassment, 1 year. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.2. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 1. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs noted. There's no other arrests noted. Other important information, he is a G2V3. And other comments, TPT, Tucson Police Department was serving the offender with a restraining order that his mom had placed on him, and he was arrested on ADC warrant.
Okay, sir, thank you. Back to you, Mr. Koverman. We have a brief written, like a summary of your case, and it looks like you were released to live on 5551 East Diamond Street in Tucson. Was that correct? Is that where you went?
Yeah, that's how I was released to, yes.
Okay, and did you stay there the whole time?
No, until... I don't know the exact date.
About how long? A couple weeks or how long?
Oh, no, ma'am. I was dying for 2 months.
Oh, okay. So 2 months there. And then where'd you go after that?
My father, I take medication. I take Theraflu and Prozac.
Uh-huh.
And I've taken them for like close to 5 years now.
Uh-huh.
And my father wouldn't let me take medication at his house. And when my parole officer asked him about it, he told her, no, I don't want him taking that stuff in my home. Because all the side effects and everything that comes with it. So my father told me, he said, if you're going to keep continuing using the prescription medication that the doctor wants you to do, I don't want you to live here anymore. So from there out, I said, okay, and I went homeless.
Did you talk about that with your parole officer?
Yeah, my parole officer called my father and spoke to him. And my father gave her the fifth degree about why I shouldn't take my medication. And she couldn't understand why he was against a doctor's orders.
Right.
He's a New Age believer. He believes that, you know, you can heal yourself, that you don't need any type of medication, that there is no such thing as mental disorders or as depression or anxiety.
Okay.
So from there out, I went homeless.
So your parole officer didn't have any recommendations for you as places to live, or?
There was one other place, I don't know what it was called, but other than that, I didn't have anywhere really else to go besides one of the places she said it wasn't a really nice place, and this is my first term ever, and I was scared.
Right.
I didn't know what to do.
Okay, all right. So now, information that we have here suggests that you were referred to La Frontera for evaluation and like anger management counseling. Did you go over there?
Oh, yes, I'm a member at La Frontera, an active member.
Okay, so you've been participating over there. Okay, and it also, this report also says that one of the reasons maybe that your father didn't want you living there is that you pawned your father's bicycle. Is that true?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I didn't pawn it.
Did you sell it?
I didn't have any way of making money. Besides doing jobs around the Tucson estate, and they told me I wasn't allowed to do jobs around the Tucson estate, so I had to have a license. So I needed money to eat and for just normal day stuff. I don't use illegal drugs whatsoever. I've never done meth, cocaine, anything like that. All my urine tests have always come back clean.
Well, what happened to your father's bicycle then?
For money, they took my food stamps, so I needed money to eat, simple things. And he's on a very limited budget, and he has hardly any money. He borrows money from my brother every week for his normal day activity.
Okay.
But I got his bicycle back within 5 days.
Okay, you got his bicycle back. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's good. Now, here's another incident. This would have been around that same time, it looks like, that you failed to return from curfew. You called your PO and told him you'd be late. What happened then? Do you remember? It was October 14th.
Honestly, it's probably that it was one of the side effects of the Theraflu, and that's probably the reason why my dad didn't want me to take it.
What's the side effect?
This was the first time being that I had to report to the reentry facility by myself, and I had honestly almost no clue of how to get there. And I took my medication, and next thing you know, I was like a zombie. I honestly didn't even know where I was.
Okay.
I remember going into a CVS and asking the clerk where I was and if you could help me make a phone call to the FEMA Reentry Countdown Center and let them know where I'm at.
Okay. what's with this incident? This would have been on October 17th, where you returned Lily, but then you you were taken into a staff restroom and to be for a strip search, and you quickly flushed something down the toilet.
My father told me maybe a week or so prior to that. He said, if I see you, he actually took my bottles, my medication, and he said, if I see you take them, if I see you have possession of them, you're out. And I wanted to continue taking my medication because it made me feel normal. I didn't want him to know that I had it, and I didn't want the other people at the other inmates, I guess, at the reentry center knowing that I took that type of medication because I knew they were going to ask me for it or try to steal it from me.
Okay.
So that's what I had, and I was extremely scared, but I didn't want them to tell him, yeah, we have him with this medication, and then him disown me or do something extreme to me.
Okay, sir. All right, well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Dr. White has a question for you.
Just one question. Sir, you mentioned your father's and medication and so forth and new world order and so forth. You haven't mentioned your mother, and I believe, if I heard Mr. Turner correct, that your mother had a restraining order against you. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Well, what happened there, sir?
My mother is, lack of terms, a functioning alcoholic, pill addict, and her and I clash. She wants to be alone. She wants to diet in her home, and she wants to be alone. So anytime I'm ever go over there, she says, I don't want you here. I don't want nobody here. I almost hate all of your side of the family. Leave me alone. My brother doesn't go over there whatsoever. The only way she could keep me from being around her and saying, Mom, please stop this, and she put a no contact order.
Okay, sure.
Against me. After finding her two different times on the floor with her own fecal matter on herself, shaking, she said, "That's it. Let me die in this home. I do not want you here to find me like this. Leave me alone."
We're sorry to hear that about your mother, sir. But thank you so much for being honest with the board. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Kugelman, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the board that you haven't told us already?
I'm sorry for having to take up your time with this nonsense, but I thank you, though, for listening.
Okay, so thank you so much. The board is going to go into discussion now, and we have our discussion in public, so we'll just stay on the line there, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Kugelman is an individual who has very limited criminal justice involvement, just the one conviction, minimal discipline while in prison, no prior gang involvement or anything. So he's really not very deep into the criminal justice system. But he has this problem with needing medication, and a father and a mother that, the father for sure, does not want him taking this medication. And it sounds like he possibly needs the medication. So. He did end up absconding for 191 days. I'm just looking at the fact that he's got a release date in July 14th, about a month from now, a little less than a month. And I think his best bet is to just stay where he is so that when he's out on July 14th, he won't have a parole officer to worry about. But I'd listen to any comments from fellow board members. Seeing no comments, I'm going to make a motion based on information number 2017W4200. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Kugelman was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by absconding for 191 days.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, seconded, I guess I heard Mr. Neal first, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Kugelman, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, but as you heard, you've got a release date of July 14th, which is a little less than a month. So if you take that time, if you can, work with your CO3 to the degree you can, and try to get a plan set for yourself so that you've got a place to go and you don't have to go over to your parents' house, because it doesn't sound like that's a good plan for you. It sounds like you've got a brother. Hopefully you've got a good relationship with your brother, and you can get yourself some sort of plan so that you have a safe and successful return to the community, sir. We wish you the best. Thank you so much for being so polite in the hearing today, and this concludes your hearing, sir.
So then my so 7:14 and I'm out?
7:14 and you're out, is provided nothing else happens, and in between now and then, as in keep your behavior good in the prison, and you won't have a parole officer after that date, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. If you give the phone back to the CO3, please.
Okay.
Thank you.